are you no more.
Hue and Cry, Labour of Love. They're going to be performing at Fela 2016 and a load of other great acts and going to the West this year. And Joe Noaz, who's the organiser, is joining us to tell us all about it. Joe, always great to see you. Welcome back.
Thanks very much.
What about last year? Last year was a huge success, wasn't it?
Last year was pretty special, I think. It's getting, each year, it's getting harder to top the year before.
UB40 was an amazing night. The atmosphere in there was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It was the fastest-selling show I've ever been involved with. I don't know if you were at that show yourself.
I wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. The tent was rammed.
It was. It was just brilliant. But the atmosphere, everybody loved them.
It was lovely, yeah.
And do you know what I noticed as well, Joe? I mean, a concert you go to, I actually find the big tent is a friendly big tent. I think people are really happy to be there. They're enjoying themselves and they're nice.
It is. It's a nice big circusy kind of three-ring kind of tent. Nice friendly stripes. I don't know if you're terrified of clowns or not. But it is a really nice atmosphere. People come together and it, and the stage looks good. And it's just and the bar's always open, of course. Yeah. It always helps.
Last year was Human League and Mark Almond as well, isn't that right?
That was a double bill. That was pretty amazing.
That was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
So this year, as you say, it's difficult to top it. Where did you start whenever you were thinking, what are we going to do next?
Blimey, well, where do you go? We just kind of went back to a few old favourites and a few things that we thought people might like to come and see who haven't been around or haven't been in Belfast for a while. So we speaking of the Human League and Mark Almond, we've got another wee 80s double headliner this year. It's Holly Johnson of Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Yeah.
And Rolling Gift of the Fine Young Cannibals.
Well, was it difficult to pin those two down? Because I know that Holly Johnson has a new album out now, doesn't he?
He does have a new album out, that's right, yeah. And he's on the road again. And he's doing, all the old Frankie Goes to Hollywood songs as well.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been in Belfast for a long time, as far as I can remember.
Yeah.
Least of all in the west of the city.
Did he just disappeared for a while off the scene?
He became
completely
a painter, I believe. Mm-hmm. Followed his artistic muse and gave up music for a decade or so and went off painting, I believe.
Right.
And now he's back singing again.
Yeah, well, it's good to have him
better
back.
Better for us, yeah.
And that's going to be something special in the big tent, along with Rolling Gift from the Fine Young Cannibals.
One of my faves from the 80s. She Drives Me Crazy. Mm-hmm. Johnny Come Home. Just fantastic singer.
But here, what's great about those tunes is everybody's going to sing along to them. Everybody knows them.
That's it, yeah. I mean, I love the songs and I love the bands, but also they're the songs that everyone gets together all in dances, you know. And it's like, you know, there's some really big anthems there, from Relax to She Drives Me Crazy, back to The Power of Love. Who doesn't like The Power of Love?
I can't wait to hear Two Tribes. That's my favourite from Frankie Goes to
Hollywood. Yeah, a very interesting one for West Belfast.
Yeah,
that should be interesting.
I can't wait to hear that big tent. Right, so we've got that happening. That's next Thursday.
That's Thursday the 11th, yeah. But moving back to this week, and we're starting in a couple of days, I can't believe it. We've got Jake O'Kane starting in the Big Top on Friday. North Belfast, funny man, it's taken him 20 years, apparently, to head to the west of the city.
Isn't that the starting joke of people from
it
the
really
west?
Is. He's missed a few buses, but he's finally got here.
I mean, people just don't seem to cross. He says that Belfast doesn't exist after Castle Street to Westies.
True. He was down in the office the other week looking a bit furtive, but it should be a good night. Yeah. It should be like a...
When is that then?
That's Friday, this Friday the
that's
5th.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So that's our big comedy night.
All right. Is that in the tent?
That's in the tent, yep.
Wow.
In the Big Top, yep.
Right, okay.
Many's a chuckle to be had in the Big Top.
Right. So Jake O'Kane then on the Friday, and that kind of kicks it all off, doesn't it?
It really does. And then the big main music event will be the following night, the Cooks, supported by Dublin's finest, the Coronas, and West Belfast's finest, the Crossfire Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Watch this space. They're seeming to be very big. But we're very excited to have the Cooks over. Again, it's been a few years since they've been over Belfast way. And the Coronas are always a good draw.
Yeah, I think everybody that's looking at the lineups going, wow, it's really impressive. It's better than a lot of things that are happening in Belfast this summer. It's
indeed,
great.
Yeah, we're quite proud of that one.
What about, do you know what I'm interested in? Sharon Shannon, Mary Coughlan, and Francis Black. Now, have they come together just for the West Belfast Festival, or are they doing the rounds as a threesome?
Well, they don't usually. They come together for very special occasions, and they saw Fela as a very special occasion. Bless them. And their show's now sold out.
I'm not surprised.
Very pleased to say, because it's in Clonard,
which
is a beautiful setting, but it's a lot smaller than the Big Top, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, but you know, they'd have filled that Big Top, you think?
Looking back, probably missed a trick there.
But to see the three of them together, like,
incredible, and their voices just blend beautifully together. It's going to be a really special evening. That's next Tuesday. If you have a ticket, then you're very lucky.
Yeah. What about the following Saturday? Then it's Deacon Blue, which I'm going to miss.
Deacon Blue, and also supported by the band you just played there, Hue and Cry.
That's going to be brilliant.
A double bill of classic Scottish pop. Yeah, very excited about that. I love that song you just played, Labour of Love.
Me too. I'm a big fan of both those bands. But that'd be a great one. Is it the first time Deacon Blue have played? Definitely the first time they played Fela.
It's certainly the first time they played Fela. I know that they've recently got back together, they're back on the roads. They have a new single coming out called Believers. I don't know if you've played it. It's really good.
All right.
I heartily recommend. So they're back on the road in a big way, taking it very seriously. And Hue & Cry are just one of those bands that I'd kind of forgotten about for years. And they've been doing the circuit for years. They've kind of moved into jazz and funk, but they're just an amazing.
They're quality acts.
The Kane Brothers, fantastic. Yeah. So that's a great. It's a very Scottish night, that one.
It certainly
I'd
is.
Say. But moving forward again, Carolyn, you're way ahead of me. This Sunday, the All Saints.
Now tell me this.
Are playing.
Right. Okay. Why did you think the All Saints would be a great idea? I mean, like you said, Hue & Cry are not on your radar. All Saints would be the last band I would be thinking might be a good idea. What is it? There must be something.
I can't actually believe that the All Saints had been away for a while. It's been like 15 years since they were big. Maybe I'm getting old. I didn't realise it was that long. And now they're back with a new album. And they have so many great classic singles. I mean, I was just going through it the other day.
Like so what?
Never Ever. You must know Never Ever.
I know, but
Pure
Never
Shores. Booty
even
Call. Remember Booty Call? You must remember that one.
You're still not selling it to me, Joe. Booty Call, Pure Shores is good.
Pure Shores is great. And they did a song called Black Coffee, which is one of my favourite songs, actually, ever.
Let me remind myself here. Hang on a wee second.
That's the one.
All right, well, we'll play that. Okay, fair enough. You got me. That's a good tune.
Thank you very much. No, I told you. I knew I would.
And then there was the Never Ever.
A few questions that I need to know.
See,
even
on,
that
that's
first,
classic.
I know, but the first line annoys me because you don't need to know questions. You need to know answers. See, that annoys me.
Yeah, their English leaves something to be desired there.
But thanks, no, that's a good night.
Thanks for ruining that for me, Karen.
It's going to be a good night. So that when is the All Saints then?
The All Saints is Sunday the 7th.
Right.
So that's this coming weekend as well. So it's a big weekend. We've got comedy with Jacob Kane, then the Cooks and the Coronas on the Saturday, and then All Saints, the classic, the definitive all-girl group of the noughties. On the Sunday.
Right, well, tell me this. If people need to get tickets now, how do they do that? Can they pay as they go, or do they have to book them?
Yeah, I mean, I advise to book in advance, obviously, to avoid disappointment. And you can go to our website, failabelfast.com, to book tickets. And hopefully there should be a few in the door, but try and get them early if you can, guys.
All right. Joe Noaz, organiser of Fela's, the Big Top, the concert's happening up there. Thank you very much for coming in. And I'll take it all back about All Saints, because you're right, Black Coffee is a great tune. Let's play it. Nice,